Representative Gairi Scantler blasts UN bogus, baseless commission on Israel. By Joshua Klein on June 30, 2022. The UN Human Rights Council's bogus and baseless commission on the Jewish state perpetuates a long-standing UN practice of unfairly singling out our ally Israel while refusing to hold actual bad actors accountable. According to Pennsylvania Republican Representative Gairi Scantler, who introduced an amendment that passed banning funding for the commission's inquiry into Israel. On Wednesday, the House Committee on Appropriations unanimously passed Representative Gairi Scantler's RPA amendment banning federal funding for the UN Human Rights Council's UNHRC Commission of Inquiry into false allegations of human rights violations perpetrated by Israel in the Gaza Strip and East Jerusalem. Last year, following the Gaza conflict between Israel and Hamas, where more Palestinians were killed by rocket attacks launched by the Gaza-ruling Hamas terror group in the 11-day conflict in May than Israelis, the UNHRC approved an unwarranted investigation into Israel's alleged human rights violations. Earlier this month, the UN released a report blaming Israel for the recurrent tensions, instability and protraction of conflict in the region. In response, Rep. Rees-Kentheler called out the UNHRC's bogus and baseless commission, which he accused of perpetuating a long-standing UN practice of unfairly singling out our ally Israel while refusing to hold actual bad actors accountable. The Commission's recent report is a blatant attempt to delegitimize Israel and whitewash Palestinian terror organizations, he said in a press release, adding that he was proud his amendment was adopted with strong bipartisan support. Speaking on the House floor, the Western Pennsylvania Republican congressman called out the UN's egregiously biased actions and the one-sided report. Just for reference, the UN Human Rights Council does not even have a commission of inquiry into the clearly documented genocide China is committing against the Uyghur population in Xinjiang, he said. He also clarified that the amendment specifically ensures that taxpayer dollars will not go to this highly controversial commission that has been roundly denounced by members on both sides of the aisle, as well as numerous senior officials from the Biden administration. In response, the pro-Israel American Public Affairs Committee in Israel, IPAC, thanked Rep. Rees-Kentheler for his leadership on the important initiative. The UNHRC's Anti-Israel Commission of Inquiry is part of the UN's decades-long campaign to delegitimize the world's only Jewish state, the group tweeted. U.S. taxpayer dollars should not fund this anti-Israel commission. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.